You're listening to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by the team at Food Matters Live. Welcome to Table Talk. In this podcast, we showcase the visionaries of the food industry, dig deep into the latest innovations, and we question everything that we think we know about food. I'm Stephen Gates. I'm a food science writer, I'm a TV presenter, and I'm a gastronaut. Today's episode continues our series about green jobs. It's hard to think of anything that'll transform future careers more than the climate crisis. The UK government says it wants to create 1.5 million more green jobs over the next 9 years as part of its plan for an economy with zero fossil fuel emissions. But what the heck are green jobs? And should we rethink our ideas about what work is, about what work means, if we're going to make the world of work more sustainable? I'm chatting to pioneers in this sector to share their career highs and lows and get some advice and inspiration, which is why I'm joined by Mark Zorns, CEO and founder of Winnow Solutions. Hello there, Mark.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Ah, thank you so much for joining us. But before we find out about your work, let's start off with the really vital stuff. What's your favorite food? What would you eat if you had a choice, and where would you eat it?
Well, I do think that it goes by the old adage of kind of distance makes the heart grow fonder. So I lived in London for 12 and a half years. And one of the things that I now miss in Chicago is a really good curry. There's an excellent Indian restaurant called Potley in West London that does some of the best Indian food that I've ever had. And if I could have that at their restaurant this evening, it would be at the top of my list.
If only we could send you the British curry. It's a strange and wonderful concept. Okay, well, you've ended up producing innovative solutions to help cut food waste. Tell us a little bit about your company and about your journey to where you are now.
Sure. So Winnow is a technology company that builds solutions to help kitchens measure and prevent food waste. We do that primarily through our flagship technology, Winnow Vision, which is a computer vision or artificial intelligence enabled system. Basically, it takes photos of what's being thrown away. We use computer vision to be able to identify what that product is. We have scales attached to the bin to measure how much of the food's being thrown away. We collect that data, process it, and feed it back into chefs to help them ultimately cut food waste by half. The genesis of Winnow, I was working while I was at McKinsey & Company in their sustainability practice. And I wrote a report with them and the McKinsey Global Institute called Resource Revolution in 2011. And this was really in the early days of food waste being on the agenda. And what we were trying to answer was, what were the biggest opportunities in resource productivity, or really sustainability, more efficient uses of resources? And food waste came out as the third most important or biggest opportunity that was out there. At the same time, it also was highlighted as one of the areas where there was the least amount of innovation and investment and focus. And so when you're kind of faced with a $1 trillion problem, which is what we quantified the size of the issue to be, and there's not enough people actually going about it, decided to ultimately leave McKinsey and founded Winnow in 2013. Started off as really a kind of Internet of Things technology, knowing that eventually we wanted to move to the AI technology when the sort of capabilities of the state of the art caught up. Grew it to a business that now operates in over 50 countries around the world. And we're saving our clients about $40 million a year in food from being thrown away. So far, so good, but still a long way to go.
And I think the genius of your work is really measuring the problem in the first place, because the first step of change is measuring what you're doing wrong in the first place. So understanding the state of play first before you can deal with it is essential, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's really amazing that there are so few kitchens that sort of do actually measure waste today, given the fact that it's anywhere between 5 to 15% of what they buy actually ends up being thrown away. And a majority of that actually happens before it even gets to a plate. And so, you know, the challenge historically has been that people underestimated how much was thrown away. People said kitchens are too busy to be able to measure food waste. At the same time, we have a number of kitchen operators that do measure food waste, but we're doing it in a manual way that are now using Winnow to do it in a much more sophisticated way. And it's really our mission to say that this is something that, in the same way that you measure sales, in the same way that you think about what you're buying, if you're not measuring what's being wasted, you're not being as sustainable as you can be, but frankly, you're also not being as profitable as you can be as well.
I think that's where the big difference comes with companies now who are looking at green issues, is that it's, you know, it's no longer just you know, hippies saying I'd like to be a better person. It's people saying this company's got to work, and if we don't take on sustainability as an issue, then it's going to affect the bottom line. And that's a big shift, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, I think what's great about opportunities or areas of sustainability where it just makes economic sense, it really allows it to scale. And there are some where we need some help to tip the scales, if you will, to make it more investable. And that's where government intervention sometimes should come in. But from a food waste perspective, it's such a profitable investment. It's more about making the process of reducing food waste as easy and seamless as possible for kitchens, proving out the case, and then getting big organizations to really demonstrate they can make that change at scale.
And that, you know, none of that, what I just said, was to diss the hippies at all. We love a hippie. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, for people looking at a career in the food industry, this is interesting times, really, because we're looking at green jobs specifically, and there's a government push towards creating more of a green economy. Do you think that should affect how people view the jobs market, view the food industry, and to view potential employers? How has it changed how people should look at following a career?
So, you know, I first of all think it's a very exciting time to be in food. You know, our food system is really at the nexus of climate issues, around water issues, around health issues, and there's so much more we can do to improve our food system to be more sustainable and more healthy at the same time. And there's so much innovation going into it and an enormous amount of investment. So we're really going through a revolution, if you will, in how food is grown, what people choose to eat, how it is processed, and really how it gets to our door. In a system, let's just be you know, honest for a second, it's an incredible system as it is. It feeds billions of people every single day. And so it's not saying that it is, you know, in any way antiquated. It's just that it was built through a model of, frankly, maximizing production as opposed to thinking about these other aspects. And when you put these lenses on it, there's a lot more that actually comes out for it. You know, I think finding any organization to work in within the food supply chain is an exciting place. But if I was starting a career, I'd be asking myself, what are the organizations that are really going to be driving the agenda tomorrow? Because there are organizations that are out there pioneering new ways of distributing food, pioneering new ways of what type of food we can eat. And, you know, many of these changes, we can fast forward 20 years and say, well, of course it has to be that way. Of course we're going to have more food delivery in homes. Of course we're going to have to eat less factory farmed or sort of mass produced meats. Of course we're going to have to find new ways of growing food that bring it closer to the market. And of course we're going to have to have had dramatic reductions in food waste. So being in the industry and being with companies that are focused on those problems puts a wind to your sails, if you will, in terms of learning. What I don't advocate though for is going into a business and solely focusing on sustainability. Because while sustainability is important, I think it needs to be a part of every single role as opposed to necessarily a single role in and of itself. And of course, there are roles, and I admire many people that are heads of sustainability driving transformational change. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a really good time to have that right now when an organization is having to go through that transition. But my advice would be is don't go in necessarily as a, you know, junior sustainability analyst for an organization. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I think that that's great. But if you really want to be someone that is transforming an industry or transforming a business, find a role where you're really critical and adding value and bring that sustainability lens to it as a way to think about how you add value and how you innovate in that function.
And that's a brilliant point, because we talk about the concept of green jobs and the government wanting to create 1.5 million green jobs. And I would say that in the definition of what a green job is, yours absolutely is a green job. You know, what you're doing is fundamentally part of, you know, sustainability. But from what you're saying, it seems though you think that every job should be rooted in sustainability anyway. And so does that mean that literally the workplace will become more sustainability focused, that every job pretty much will have sustainability at its heart because that is what industry is going to have to do?
I think I'd respond to that by saying yes and. So yes, I do think the jobs and every single job is going to have this as a lens, some more than others, but it needs to be part and parcel of what people look at. I think, though, also what the UK government is talking about, and you know, not in direct conversation with them about it, but sort of looking from the outside in on it, is that what they're also talking about is driving innovation in sustainability and creating jobs by having projects and or new businesses that are leading part of that transformation. And in creating those new jobs, what we're doing is we're adding people into the workforce that are specializing and kind of focusing in that. Now, granted, I realize that I just said that don't always necessarily look at it as just joining as a sustainability analyst. I think there are other ways to think about it. There are some really cool companies out there that are transforming the way that our food system is working, right? We're really proud of what we're doing at Winnow. Our good friends over at Olio are doing really exciting work around sharing food. There's Good Club, which is around reusing containers and packaging to deliver sort of lower plastic footprint. And of course, there's kind of, you know, really, really large innovators like Ocado that are doing really cool stuff. And I think that seeing and where those companies are investing at growing what they're doing and the impact they can have on transforming the food supply chain, those are really exciting green jobs that don't necessarily have sustainability in the title, but by definition of what they're trying to do is actually driving that sustainability and that improved environmental impact.
And do you think that the education system as a whole, from what you've seen of people who are applying for jobs with you, is sustainability, is it at the heart of enough of education, or is it still a sort of a work in progress that people are beginning to see that this has to be taught and it has to be part of a degree?
People come out with a strong passion for sustainability, but it's still, from what I speak to in even some of the brightest individuals that I interview, a bit too woolly for my tastes. Let's get serious about this. We're facing a climate emergency. We're facing substantial change in the way that our world's going to work because of excess carbon in the atmosphere. And saying we want to do this because it's the right thing to do, or saying that we want to very broadly drive a shift in meat consumption, for example, because it's healthier, is insufficient for the changes we have to make over the next 20 and 30 years. And so what I'd like to see more of is science and economics and very focused, here's what it means, here's how you build a business case around this. Here is the key things that have to happen in an organization to be able to enable an organization to be net zero within 20 years. Having these types of more detailed, more granular, more sharper focus on how to get this done is, I think, what we need to have in terms of skills to be able to make the types of transformations that we're talking about at a government level and at a society level.
I just want to drop into this conversation with Mark to mention another episode of Table Talk, Packaging Careers, Leading the Sustainability Fight. It was a fascinating edition, all about careers in that forward-looking sector with next-generation materials and packaging alternatives. So do check it out at foodmatterslive.com. Okay, now back to Mark. Okay, let's shift on to your personal journey. And I'm interested in some of the highs and lows of your career. Tell us about some of the highs and lows on the journey to get to where you are now.
So when I graduated, I studied business computer science in the U.S. And I joined really a food company, one of the biggest food distributors in the U.S., not because I wanted to get into food, it's because they had grown from $500 million to $20 billion in turnover in about 15 years, and I wanted to see what that was like. And so I did a number of interesting frontline roles with them, helped them to run warehouses, helped them to do procurement and inventory management, was effectively a de facto chief of staff to the CEO for a little while. And at that time, I sort of was at a height of my career in terms of impact and career progression. I mean, I honestly was really enjoying the work, but I wasn't necessarily doing what I had alignment from kind of a heart perspective. Mm-hmm. And I'm an individual that I'm at my best when I am really engaged on the topic of what I'm trying to deliver, because I can throw everything at it. And I think probably one of my faults sometimes, as my wife would say, is I can become very focused and myopic and almost overworked to try to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. But that really gets lit up when I am someone who's, you know, really focused on driving that change. So I took a break from that company and I went to go work for the U.S. Green Building Council. And so while I was there, I began to see the opportunities in sustainability, and some work that was done by McKinsey when I was in Washington, D.C., had me look at that organization. And then after a couple of years, ended up at McKinsey doing work in their food and their sustainability practices. Again, hit another high there, really enjoyed the work, but, you know, found that I had an itch that I needed to scratch around building my own company. And after about 3 years at McKinsey, I decided that I was going to leave and go and found Winnow and to do that. I have to say that, you know, building a business from scratch has its challenges. There are moments of real self-doubt. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest things that drove that self-doubt was the speed at which the industry was actually looking at it at that time. It wasn't on the strategic agenda. And at the same time, I was fully convinced that this has to be something that they look at. And so it's this moment where you're staring at it and you're saying, look, I see the economics of this make sense. We're delivering 5x what our clients are paying us in terms of savings to their bottom line. I am convinced that food waste has to be something that our generation dramatically reduces around the world. So I'm in the right spot, but I'm not sure that we were quite yet at the right time when we got started. In fact, we were probably a bit early. Mm. And you know, hindsight, that's great because we've got a head start. And as things are picking up, you know, I'd like to think that we're recognized as the global leader in food waste measurement and prevention. And we, you know, really are setting the standard for what that looks like. And, you know, that has been a really exciting journey, but it took a bit of patience for that to play out. I think, though, then kind of the next low, as many people in the food industry, at least who are in hospitality, would probably say, is COVID was a very dark winter. You know, we were really on a fast path of growth when over 90% of the sites that we work with closed almost in a matter of a couple of months. And we had to let some people on our teams go. Mm. Unfortunately, that had to happen, but fortunately, it was a relatively modest part of the company that we had to do that with. We were able to retain a lot of individuals. And, you know, I think we also could have never, and everyone will, this will resonate with them, we never imagined that we would be, you know, 18 months out and still talking about, are we going to go back to social distancing and how much longer is this going to last, right? The good news is that we're seeing very strong recovery right now, and we're very optimistic, cautiously, about the future. I think the fact that we've come through this gauntlet of COVID, being literally in the industry that I think has been one of the industries most negatively impacted by COVID, and coming out the other side stronger, having survived and in a good position to respond to ever more client demand for us to be able to help them is positive. And yeah. So we're back on the upswing, but it's not something that I want to relive again. I can tell you that much.
Heaven knows. Yeah, absolutely. And for young people who are looking to carve out a career in your sector, what sort of advice would you give? Is it about caring more? Is it about studying a particular type of course? Is it about taking science subjects rather than art subjects? What is it that will best place them to be a potential employee for you?
Well, we have a variety of roles, and in fact, we're hiring right now, so we have a number of roles open. For us, very specifically, what we need is if you're going to join what we call our customer success team, which is the team that really is on the front line helping our large clients deliver on their agenda to cut food waste. Then typically it requires multiple languages because we work in so many different countries that we ask people to be able to wear hats across multiple countries in organizations. Not necessary, but many of the roles tend to require that. A good sense for data and a strong empathy and sort of project management capability. So, you know, not all the way to an engineering and a person who studies humanities but has a good sense for data and their way around with numbers can do quite fine in a role like that. Other interesting areas where we are hiring is I think there's a huge opportunity and we're really looking for people around data science. And so people that have that engineering capability on either software engineering with some of the tools that we use or pairing up with our machine learning team where it truly is using technologies like Python and quite deep analytics for us to be able to improve the way that our technology works. And so I guess to answer the question, you know, what should people be studying or looking for if they wanted to come work for Winnow? I mean, I'd first say, you know, play to your own strengths and, you know, study what you're passionate about. Passion for us on the topic is table stakes. If you're really excited to be at Winnow, great. Everyone who applies here is really excited to be at Winnow, which is kind of why we do what we do. We all share that passion. What is it that's distinctive that you can bring to the organization? And I would say that a sense of data and a sense of analytics is important for almost everyone across the business, but then the depth at which that capability is there varies depending on the function that you play in the organization. I'll close with saying that the world is moving more and more online, that technology is, you know, eating the world in the way that's kind of often described. And so being comfortable with that technology and being someone who can help to drive that technology forward is a role that we see that is one that we really need a number of people with a low supply of people coming in that actually meet those requirements. And so if you're looking for being an individual in high demand, it should be no surprise going into those technology, engineering, mathematics, science studies really puts you in a good position. And at least I see from a supply and demand perspective, you're not going to have a hard time finding a job for a good part of your career if you've got that background.
Now, just back to you and your sort of personal views again. Do you think that green values have become more important to you over time? Or did you dive into this industry? You talked a little bit about your trajectory, I know. But the actual values that underpin it all, have they become more all-consuming? Or has it just always been there as a driver?
I've always had a desire for business to be a force for good. And the question for me was, where can that internal fire be best placed? And for me, sustainability, green environmentalism, whatever you want to call it, is hugely important because of the emergency that we face today. And so it's become more prevalent in my mind. I think that honestly, if anything, I've become more frightened of the fact that the timelines that we set out 15 years ago are now 15 years out again from when we're going to try to achieve things. And while there's building momentum, we are not currently on a pace that is needed to be able to actually avoid the worst of this, what could be a disaster on a planetary scale. And so it's more real, it's more important. And it's the conviction about that, that in my toughest moments keeps me doing what I'm doing with the level of focus and energy that I do. I've become more focused on it and realize that the world needs this and needs it urgently and at scale, and am dead set on trying to help make that happen.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, just one final question for you. Is there any chance that you can give us a little teaser of projects on the horizon or new developments for the company that you're particularly excited about?
We've got a few things going on, but I'm always never at the liberty to actually talk kind of in detail about them. What I'd say is following is we've got some clients who are in their early stages of making broad commitments around doing something with food waste with Winnow. And as those become a reality, I'm just excited to see more global companies making these commitments and us helping them along that journey. And I hope that there will be some announcements about that in the next few months, because as they make that commitment, as they choose to cut their food waste in half and roll out Winnow or whatever the target's going to be, that it's great to see more organizations delivering on that. We've got some organizations who have had targets to cut their food waste by 50%, and they're quite near to actually doing that, which is equally exciting and sort of proving that it is possible. From a technology standpoint, all I can say is that we continue to invest in our capabilities. Our latest release was a technology called Winnow Sense, which is looking at what's coming back from plates and using our technology to analyze that in a way that helps people better portion control, better drive down food waste through behavior change with their customers. And it's part of the problem of food waste in kitchens. And so I'm excited to see that. But we've got a lot more in the pipeline, but you'll have to wait until we can publicly talk about it before we go into those in a lot of detail.
Excellent. Well, Mark Zorns, CEO and founder, Winnow Solutions. It's been absolutely fascinating talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Table Talk podcast brought to you by Food Matters Live. If you enjoyed this episode, you might like one of our other podcasts in which we explore pretty much every aspect of the food industry, the big ideas, the big thinkers, and the innovations. Recent highlights include editions on insect protein and food security, and there's plenty more to come on green careers. Keep an eye on the website, foodmatterslive.com, and follow to get every episode freshly delivered to you on Apple, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcasting platform. And thank you so much for listening.